name is Patrick McGillivray, and I'm an experienced marathoner, ultra runner, sports nutritionist, master life coach, and weight loss coach for runners. I've dedicated my life to helping runners just like you properly fuel your body and your mind so you can get leaner, get stronger, run faster, and run longer than you ever thought possible. This is Running Lean. Hey there, and welcome to episode 227 of Running Lean. My name is Patrick McGillivray, the weight loss coach for runners. Today, the power of practicing mindfulness. So, how are your stress levels these days? About 80% of Americans say they feel some degree of stress in their daily lives. Of course, some people feel stress more than others. Some people lead much more stressful lives than others. But the fact is, we are a stressed out society. And not dealing with stress can have all kinds of health and wellness implications, including gaining weight, high blood pressure, cardiovascular disease, depression, and a host of other issues. Having a daily stress management practice is imperative if you want to be a healthy, happy human being. And one of the most powerful ways to manage stress is to practice mindfulness. So in this episode, I'm going to explain all about mindfulness and the power of practicing mindfulness and why it might be one of the best gifts that you can ever give to yourself. But first, if you've been thinking about improving your health, your fitness, your running, if you've been thinking about losing weight, and you want a ton of guidance and support to help you get there, consider coaching. The fact is, coaching works where other methods fail because it's not about one particular diet or exercise routine. It's about understanding what works for you as an individual and then learning how to do that on your own. One thing I tell all my coaching clients is that I want you to not need me at some point. You have to be able to do this stuff on your own. My job is to make sure you get to that place. What good is making lifestyle changes if they aren't sustainable for you? They have to be sustainable for you. You have to learn how to do this. This stuff has to be easy and effortless for you. And it will be if you stick with it. And my job is to make sure you stick with it. So if you want to hit the easy button on your weight loss and your running goals, let's work together to get you there. Just go to my website, runningleancoaching.com, click on Work With Me, and I'll show you exactly how to become the most badass version of yourself yet. Cool? All right, let's talk about the power of practicing mindfulness. I've been thinking about this episode for a while now, and I was talking to a friend, and I said, God, what should I do for my podcast this week? And she said, well, have you talked about meditation? And I thought, no, I haven't. And I was like, why haven't I talked about meditation, or more specifically, mindfulness? And so she kind of prodded me to do this topic that I really wasn't thinking about until we had this conversation. I was like, okay, this is good. Yeah, this is actually something that everybody needs help with. One of the big issues today that I mentioned at the beginning of this episode is that we're living in a stress-filled society. Chronic stress is a problem for a lot of people. And there are all these health and wellness implications. People are having a very hard time losing weight because they're overly stressed. They have high blood pressure, cardiovascular disease. There's all kinds of negative consequences to being in a high stress environment or leading a very high stress life and not doing anything to manage that stress. And we're stressed out about everything. You know, we seem to be a people who is more stressed out now than we ever have been. And it'll affect your weight. It'll affect your running. Like, your running performance will go down because if you're chronically stressed out, you're not going to recover properly from your workouts. You're not going to be able to push yourself hard enough. You're probably not sleeping to the best of your ability. Like, there's so many reasons why we have to have some sort of a daily stress management practice. There's lots of different ways you can do this. Like, stress management is not something that there's only one way to do it. Exercise is a great stress management tool. You just have to do it the right way. You can't be going hard all the time in every workout and just pushing it to the max, because that is actually a recipe for chronic stress. All right, so exercise is a great stress reliever, but we have to do it the right way. We can't go hard all the time. That's why I like sort of the 80-20 principle. We want about 80% of our workouts to be pretty low heart rate, and then we want about 20% to be moderate to high intensity workouts. That's a good mix, and that'll keep you from being in that chronic state of stress. But other ways to manage stress: having a hobby, something that you do in your free time that's fun, that you enjoy. Play pickleball or something like that. Connecting with other human beings, just like going out to dinner with friends, having coffee with your partner, taking a walk with someone. All of these things are ways of managing stress on a daily basis. Yoga, meditation, reading, maybe going to the movies, watching TV. There's so many different ways of managing stress. Everybody's a little bit different, so you got to figure out kind of the things that work for you. But the idea here is that you have to have something in place that you're actively working every single day, that you're actively doing every single day, something that is in place and that you will commit to doing no matter what, so that you don't get to the place where you're super stressed out. Because once you're super stressed out and you're like, well, I better do something about this stress, it's kind of too late, because you've already gotten into that really stressful state. Okay, so one of the things that I really love to focus on is mindfulness. Mindfulness is just being in the present moment. That's about as simple of a definition as you need, because that's all it is. It's really being present here now. One of the leading causes of stress and anxiety in human beings today is two things. Number one, ruminating over the past, and number two, worrying about the future. So we cause ourselves so much stress and anxiety over things that have already happened. Something that may have happened yesterday, you did or said, or somebody said or did to you, or a month ago, or 20 years ago. And you ruminate on it, and you keep mulling it over in your head over and over and over again. And it was a painful experience, most likely, and you're reliving that pain over and over and over again, or the anger or the hurt or the trauma or whatever it is. And so you're causing yourself this stress and this anxiety by repeating some past event, some terrible past event, probably very embarrassing thing that you did, or something you regret doing or saying, a mistake that you made, a relationship that went sour, whatever that thing is from your past. You just keep pulling it out and ruminating on it and feeling the pain every single day. Have you ever done this? Yeah, of course you have. We all have done this. So that is not being in the present. That's being in the past. The other thing we do is we ruminate and worry about what might happen in the future. So we have this goal we have for ourselves, or this big presentation coming up, or something we have to do next week, or whatever it is, a race that we're training for, and we start freaking out about it. It's not even happened. You've gone into a virtual reality here. You're thinking up some makeshift scenario about what might happen in the future. You're trying to play it out in your mind. The way I do it anyway, here's what I do. I play out a scenario in my mind. Here's how this conversation needs to go. And I run through the whole conversation in my mind. It never goes like that. And you know what? All it does is cause me all kinds of stress and anxiety. I'm stressed out about a future event that hasn't happened, may not happen, probably won't happen, but I'm freaking out about it, and I'm stressed out, and I'm anxious and worrying. So those are the two places we spend most of the time in our brain. Our thoughts and feelings are consumed with past events that are long gone and over with, and future events that have not happened and may never happen. Doesn't this sound kind of crazy? And I was thinking about like, why do we do this? Why do we spend so much time, especially thinking about what happened in the past? And I've come to this conclusion. This is not a scientific conclusion. This is just me sort of coming up with this on my own here. But I believe that as human beings, we evolve to be really good problem solvers. So we learn from experiences in our past where we've made mistakes. Oh, you know, when we were out hunting for food or whatever, and Brian found those mushrooms and he ate that one, it was kind of speckled, and that stuff that happened to him, and then he died. Like, we got to remember not to do that again. So we would ruminate over these things in our minds over and over again. Don't eat the speckled mushrooms, you know, because look what happened to Brian. We don't want that to happen to ourselves. Or we will, you know, start to think about something in the future and we want to be sort of prepared for that. So I think it's an evolutionary trait. It's an evolutionary habit that has formed over millions of years. And it's okay that we're good problem solvers and that we want to learn from our past experiences and we want to be prepared for the future. I think that is an awesome trait as human beings. But we have to remember that those two things don't exist today, the past and the future. They don't exist. All that we have is where we are right now in this moment. And then as soon as I just said that, that moment is gone. Now we're in this moment. See what I'm saying? Like, there's this moment right here is just a fleeting thing. More on that in a second. I want to touch on something. I'm going on a little sidebar here because I think it's interesting that especially when we think about past events, we never ruminate over super fun, joyful events. We think about them from time to time, but we don't ruminate and spend a lot of time in our heads thinking about, you know, how amazing you felt on your wedding day or like when your first child was born or that one time, you know, you went to Disneyland with your whole family or whatever it was. Wouldn't that be interesting if we did that, though? If instead of ruminating over all the negative stuff, we started ruminating and playing over the joyful events in our lives over and over and over again, we'd all be walking around smiling and like brimming with ecstasy every single day. But no, we just focus on the negative stuff and we're miserable. I think that is kind of interesting. What if we just chose to ruminate over the good stuff? That would be a good solution to the stress problem here. Okay, so we want to learn our lessons from the past. We want to be prepared for the future. But one thing we're not good at is letting go of the past. We're not good at letting go and moving on. We hold on to this stuff. Maybe there's something unresolved with an issue. You know, sometimes we need to go to see a therapist and we need to work through some traumatic events from the past and things like that. And that's all good. And you should absolutely do that. Sometimes, though, we just need to let the stuff go. Oh, that person said something that hurt your feelings. Let it go. Who cares? That's just their opinion. Is it true? Probably not. Most likely, no. Do you believe it? No? Okay, then it's not true. So just let it go. But we don't. We just keep ruminating on it and playing it over and over and over again and causing us so much pain and anger and hurt. We just keep reliving that pain and anger and hurt over and over and over again. So the solution is to get out of the past, get out of the future, and be present. Be here in this present moment. And so that's where mindfulness comes in. Mindfulness is just the practice of being here in the present moment. There's a lot of benefits to practicing mindfulness too, and things like managing stress, obviously, but sleeping better, a better emotional well-being, lower blood pressure. They've even used mindfulness to help people with chronic pain and managing their chronic pain. Mindfulness has been shown to improve relationships, helps to improve your focus, your concentration, your cognitive function. You can think better. It helps to improve your immune system and your memory. And those are just a few things. But the real big one that I want to focus on is this stress management piece, where you can really reduce the amount of stress in your life if you're no longer in the past or the future. You're just here in this moment. Now, this is something that the Buddhists teach, and other religions teach this, and a lot of meditation practices and spiritual practices focus on mindfulness. And I'm not talking about any kind of religion. You don't have to be a Buddhist monk. You don't have to go to Tibet. You don't have to climb a mountain and sit in the lotus position for 3 years without moving or anything like that. It's not about that. Okay, I'll tell you exactly how to do it in just a second. But just understand, this is something that we can all do every single day. And you should. You should have some sort of a daily mindfulness practice. And I'm going to tell you what my mindfulness practice looks like, because every single day I work at this. I practice it. And it's not something I'm great at. Like, I don't do it perfectly. But I work on it every single day. Just like, you know, I talked about having a stress management routine, something that you're practicing every single day. This would be it. This would be a great mindfulness practice for you. Now, this is what I do. So what you do might look differently. But there are three things that I do every single day to practice mindfulness and to improve my mindfulness. Okay. The first one is meditation. This is the first thing I do every day when I wake up. I spend a few minutes, maybe 10 minutes, in mindful meditation. What is mindful meditation? That's where you're just trying to be in the present moment. Sounds easy enough? Try it. Try it for 1 minute and see how long you can stay in the present moment without thinking something, without thinking a thought. It's hard to do. I mean, if you can count to 10 without having a thought about something, you're doing it right. Like, it's hard to do. But listen, I do it because the more I practice being mindful and the more I practice noticing when I have thoughts, the easier it is for me during the day when things start to get a little crazy or I get a little stressed out or something like that, the easier it is for me to just ground myself and become mindful and stop ruminating and stop worrying about the future and just be here now. Like, that's it. I can do that much easier now because I practice this every single day. I have a little timer I use. There's an app that you can download. It's called Insight Meditation. And it's super robust. It's a really great app. You don't need to pay for anything. And they have tons of guided meditations, which I suggest you start with. But then there are also, they also have a timer on there with like a little bell. So you can just like set a timer. I set a timer for 10 minutes. And I just try to be present for 10 minutes. 10 minutes. So hard. But the thing is, every time I work on it, it's like working a muscle at the gym. It gets a little bit stronger. It gets a little bit better. There are some days where I can sit for 10 minutes and there might be 2 full minutes in there where I'm just present and I'm focused on my breath. Maybe I can hear some birds outside my window or something like that. And I'm just right here in this moment and my thoughts are, but thoughts will always be there. The thoughts will come, but you have to just let them be and then let them kind of float away like a cloud. When I'm good at this, I might have a couple minutes straight. Some days I can go the full 10 minutes and it's hard to get there. I almost can't get there. There's maybe 20 seconds here, 10 seconds there. And the thoughts, they're just too many. Maybe I have a super busy day ahead of me. I got a lot of stuff to do, a lot on my mind, and it's hard for me to sort of quiet things down. But again, this is a practice. It's like yoga. It's a practice. You have to practice it daily. You'll get better at it. Some days will be better than others. You're never going to be perfect at yoga, and you're never going to be perfect at mindfulness meditation, but try it. You know, your mind will wander, and those thoughts will come up. You have to train it, though, to just come back to being present, come back to your breath, come back to counting, come back to a mantra, something like that. You have to train it like a puppy. You have to train it gently, like you tell the puppy to stay, and the puppy gets up and it walks away. And then you grab the puppy gently, you pick him up and you put him back over here and say, stay. This is the way you treat your mind. You gently gently say to your mind, stay here in the present moment. Your thoughts will come. That's like the puppy walking away. And then you'll start to go off on a train of thought and you'll start to think about stuff. And then you gently bring it back to the present. okay, come back to present, stay over here. And that's it. That's how you do it. You don't beat the puppy. You don't beat yourself up because you had a thought. This is like so normal to have thoughts. We have thoughts all the day. We have like 60,000 thoughts a day. Most of them are about the past and the future. Isn't that ridiculous? So funny. Okay, so practice mindfulness meditation. I think you're going to find that you can start to have a little more peace and serenity in your day, okay? The second thing I do to help me to be more mindful is journaling. The reason I do journaling is because it helps me to get the stuff that's in my head, all those thoughts that I do have, it helps me to get them out of my head and onto the page. When they leave my head and I can put them onto the page, I don't have to think about them anymore. They're taking up a lot of space in my head because I'm thinking about stuff, a lot of lists maybe, things I need to do, stuff that's bothering me, people that are bothering me, whatever. And I just take all that stuff and I get it out of my head. I write it down and I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to get this out of my head, kind of forget about it. It's on the page. If I want to go back and look at it, I can. But for right now, I don't need to do that. And when I do that, when I write it down, it's out of my mind. I feel lighter. I feel more at peace. I feel more in the moment. Journaling has been one of the best things I've ever done for myself because it helps me to train myself to not hold on to all these thoughts. I can write them down and let them go. Write them down and let them go. I love that about journaling. And journaling can be whatever you want it to be. It does not have to be anything formalized. I write about a page, like a notebook size page every day. And that's it. When I get to the end of that page, I'm done. And then I move on to the next thing. And I feel better every time I do it. So just start that daily practice, you know. And again, these things are what I do. And you can do whatever you want for yourself. The third thing I do to practice mindfulness every day is I walk. I get outside in nature, even when it's cold, and I walk. The only time I don't go outside is when it's really like dangerously terrible weather, like lightning or something like that. And then I might walk on a treadmill, but very rarely do I do that. So walking is awesome exercise. It's so good for you. There's so many reasons why walking is good for you. You know, lots of health benefits, cardiovascular health, better sleep, reduced stress, stronger bones and muscles, more energy. It helps you improve your endurance, helps you improve fat burning. There's so many good reasons why you should be walking every single day. But for me, it's a mindfulness practice. Sometimes I walk in silence, but most of the time, honestly, I'm listening to a podcast or a book. But the activity of walking, so I'm occupying my physical body. I'm doing something physical with my body. And then my brain is more present in the moment to listen and to hear and to maybe learn something. So that is one way that I can be present, and maybe I'm learning something at the same time. Other times I don't have anything and I just walk and I'm quiet, and I try to just notice what's going on around me. Oh, there's birds over there. Oh, look, they just cut the grass over there. I have this beautiful park across the street from me that I walk through every single day. It is amazing. There's an art museum there. There's a playhouse. There's a conservatory. There's a beautiful lake with a fountain. It's just gorgeous. And I can spend my days, like every day, walking around this park, noticing things, seeing other people out there, and just be paying attention to what's around me. That's a very mindful activity if you think about it. Just paying attention to everything that is in your world right now, right here, right now. What is here and now? Just pay attention to that stuff. Today on my walk, I wasn't listening to anything, but I was kind of dictating some notes about this podcast that I'm just going to talk about on mindfulness today. And so it was kind of meta, you know. So all these things that I do, these three things that I do anyway, all help me to become more centered, more grounded, more mindful, and help me to stay in the present moment. Another thing you can do, and I do this sometimes, which is you can practice mindfulness while you're running. So try this sometime. Just go for a run. And I would encourage you to do this, and most of you are going to cringe when I say this, but leave your watch at home, okay? Put your phone away, leave your phone at home, or turn it into airplane mode just so you have it for emergencies or something like that. Don't need your AirPods. Just go for a run and just run. Just run for fun. Focus on your form. Focus on the sound of your breathing. Focus on the sound of your feet hitting the ground. Focus on what you see. Oh, there's birds over there. There's kids playing in the park. There's cars driving past, whatever. Focus on just being here now in the present moment while you are running. If you go for a run, and every time you go for a run, it's super stressful because you're worried about your heart rate and you got to keep your time and your pace right. And this is all starting to feel like a very stressful activity for you every single day, then you're probably doing it wrong. Running is not supposed to be stressful. It's supposed to be stress relieving. It's supposed to be mindful and a stress reliever. So we got to love running. We run because we love it. Right? It's hard sometimes, yeah, but it can be peaceful and meditative and relaxing too. And an incredible way to relieve stress. So just think about that. And if you want a great book on this whole topic, go get Mindful Running by Mackenzie Havey. Get it, read it, practice it. I promise you, you won't regret it. Great, great book. So the practice of mindfulness, we're really just talking about being mindfully aware of this moment right here. We're not thinking about the past or the future. We're just right here. And it's a practice, right? You're not going to do it perfectly, and that's okay. Don't focus on trying to do it perfectly. You practice being mindful. Thoughts will come in. You'll start to think about the past. You'll get caught up in those things, blah, blah, blah. You're on this train of thought. Now you're thinking about third grade and what that one teacher did to you, whatever. Just come back to the present moment. Focus on your breath. Begin again and try it. Just here's a little mantra. This might help you to stay focused in the present moment. I use this all the time. Here's the mantra. It's three words. Now hear this. And I'll break them down. Now we're in this moment right now. Not yesterday, not tomorrow, but now. Here, and that's spelled H-E-R-E. So we're right here. We're not somewhere else. We're not in the office. We're not in the gym. We're right here. Whether we're sitting and meditating or running or walking or journaling, we're just in this moment here. We're not somewhere else. And then this activity, this thing, running, sitting, walking, whatever it is, not the emails I need to get to later, not what's for dinner tonight, but this thing I'm focused on right now. So now hear this. Remember that. That's a cool little mantra. So begin doing something daily to be more mindful. You got to practice it though. You practice it like you practice playing the guitar. You're going to suck at it for a while, maybe a long time, and that's okay. We keep at it. We keep at it. It is a practice. That means we are going to commit to the practice. Try the things I mentioned here today. But again, this is the stuff that I do, and if they work for you too, that's awesome. But if you want to prefer, if you prefer to do something different, you know, if yoga is a meditative mindfulness practice for you, do that. Taking a bath maybe is better for you, do that. Light some candles, chant, sing, whatever, dance. It doesn't matter. The important thing is that you are in the moment. You have to do what feels good for you. Everybody responds differently to these different things. There's no right or wrong answer here, okay? The important thing is that you're practicing some sort of mindfulness on a daily basis. When you do, you can begin to let go of the past because you're not constantly playing it over and over again in your mind. You can stop worrying about the future. You begin to feel more at peace with who you are here and now. And this moment right here is one of the most amazing gifts that you can give to yourself. Cool? All right, that's all I got for you today. Love you all. Keep on running lean. I will talk to you soon.